I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Black Americans are nearly 40% more likely to have asthma than white Americans, but new research throws an interesting curveball to that statistic. A study led by researchers at Tufts University found that black Americans born in the States are 3 times more likely to have asthma than their black neighbors who were born abroad. Joining us now to talk about the study is Doug Briggy, Associate Professor of Public Health and Family Medicine at Tufts University School of Medicine. Welcome.
Good to be here.
So this study focused on Dorchester, Massachusetts, and asthma, I understand, is very high there. Why was this, why else was this a good community to look at when you were looking at black Americans, native-born and born abroad for asthma?
Yeah, this actually started from a community-based organization, the Boston Urban Asthma Coalition, that was concerned about exactly what you were saying, the high levels of asthma and the severity of asthma in the community. And they approached me, and working with some of my students, we did a community-based participatory research survey in Dorchester, in the community. And our original goals were really not to look at native and foreign-born. It was really to provide some data and some statistics that the community organization could use to further their ends. And it was after we had collected the data that, because of work I had been doing in Boston Chinatown and showing that foreign-born children were much less likely to have asthma, that we thought we would analyze this data for that as well and look particularly at the black respondents to the survey. And that's when this finding came out and that eventually led to the publication that we're talking about.
Well, what does it really mean to say African Americans or black Americans born abroad have such a significantly different rate? I mean, what conclusions, if any, can you draw from that?
Well, this is a first step, and we don't know exactly what's causing this. Actually, we don't know what's causing this difference at all. But we know that there's a difference. We've seen this now in Mexican immigrant children, we've seen it in Chinese immigrant children. In this study, looking at black adults and children, seeing that the foreign-born individuals were much less likely to have asthma. So there's something going on here, and what I think it points to is the need for more research to figure out what that is. I have a preferred hypothesis, or what I think is the most likely thing, and that is that that the infectious disease that people encounter in other countries that may be endemic there and is not very common in the United States, and this is a little bit counterintuitive, but those infections, parasites, bacteria, viruses, actually cause people's immune system to develop differently in a way that is somewhat protective against developing asthma or other allergic diseases. And that maybe that's what's going on. But what we need is research to look, not just to do a community-based survey, but to look at blood markers and much more detail about where people came from and whether they actually had these infectious diseases or not.
So if I understand you right, being subject to disease could actually help when it comes to preventing asthma.
That's correct. And this is something that is being looked at particularly with allergic diseases, but also with autoimmune diseases, where it may be that as human beings, our immune systems are, you know, through eons of time, are used to having these infectious diseases, and in their absence, the immune system develops in a way that leads to reactions to autoimmunity in terms of in our own bodies, or to things like pollen or cockroach or dust mite antigen that normally should not be a concern for the immune system.
How big of a problem is asthma for black Americans in general?
Yeah, asthma there's a higher prevalence of asthma in the black community. But more importantly, the individuals in the black community who have asthma tend to have more severe asthma, many more emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and even deaths. So this is a significant problem. And what we were looking at was really why people might develop asthma in the first place. That's this issue of how many people have asthma. The other issue is how severe is people's asthma once they have it. And if I just could, that what we know a lot about is people who already have asthma, what triggers their asthma, what causes them to have an asthma attack, end up in the hospital, things like that, including as I mentioned before, many of these allergens. What we know very little about is why people develop asthma in the first place. And that's why I think this research we were doing, even though it was a community-based study, it was a participatory study, it was a survey, is providing some information that gets us started on thinking about why would one person develop asthma and another person wouldn't. And unless we do that, we have no way of doing anything about people developing asthma in the first place. And that would be some kind of primary prevention program that might mean that less children develop asthma than is currently happening in the United States.
Well, finally, what advice would you give to parents in particular who have children who either have asthma or you think might be developing asthma?
Well, I think the first thing is if they're not sure whether a child has asthma, then they really should see their physician, their pediatrician, and they should have them evaluated. Diagnosing asthma, I'm not a physician, I'm a PhD kind of scientist, but diagnosing asthma is something that can't be done with just a simple test. It's really a synthesis of information over a period of time. And so, and I think there are many children who have asthma and are not diagnosed, and their physicians and their parents don't realize it. So that's one thing. For children who already have asthma, I think there are two elements that should be considered. One is proper clinical management, which means that their physician should be prescribing the state of the art medications for controlling their asthma, which would depend on how severe their asthma is. And the other is addressing environmental factors that are likely to trigger or exacerbate their asthma. And if they're allergic to dust mites, then trying to control dust mite exposure. If they're allergic to pollen, as I am, then, you know, you can't actually eliminate the pollen in the air, but you can at least be aware of the seasonal pattern and use your meds more thoroughly at a time when the air is laden with pollen.
Well, great. Doug, thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being on.
Thanks. That was Doug Briggy, Associate Professor of Public Health and Family Medicine at Tufts University School of Medicine.